Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the Qura'ahu Ahadith pertaining to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit pertaining to sleeping. Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detested engaging in talk after the Isha Salah. Also, a mention is made that Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu anha narrates that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never slept before Isha, nor did he engage in discussions after Isha. That is, meaning that he used to go to bed promptly after the Isha Salah. Also, Sayyidina Aisha narrates that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep in the first portion of the night and pass the latter portion in ibadah and in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we just ponder for a moment on these beautiful ahadith, on the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his general habit that after the Isha Salah, he would go immediately to bed. Yes, of course, if there was some dini activity taking place, which we will inshallah ensue in the coming ahadith, but his general habit was immediately after the Isha Salah, he used to retire to bed. And this ulama say is for two reasons. One is a person saves himself and protects himself from unnecessary guna, from sin, because we know when a person starts engaging in frivolous activities, in futile activities, then one thing leads to another. And then you see time has passed and you realize, what have you achieved in that time? Absolutely nothing. But how much of disobedience you might have done in that time as well. And the second more important reason is that he used to get up was the last portion of the night for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two things are achieved. One is a person is saved from the disobedience of Allah, and a person already looks forward to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful habit that inshallah, if we try to inculcate, then in this way, inshallah, we get our worship, our ibadah correct, and this can be a stepping stone, inshallah, to so many other great things in our life. Our salah can come right, our fajr salah can come right, inshallah, just by trying to inculcate this important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, inshallah. Also, brothers and reminder, the important amal of kasht, as well as the dhikr and durood program, 10 minutes prior to the Isha Adhan, and inshallah, on Saturday, respected elders and friends, after the Asr Salah, inshallah, a very senior alim, alhamdulillah, has graced our masjid a few times already, Mawlana Yunus Daya, Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, inshallah, will be giving special advices pertaining to Quran, more so to those students who are doing hifz, to those who are already hafiz of the Quran, and just general advices for me and for you as well, inshallah, how we can benefit from these great and learned people, inshallah. So this program will take place between the Asr and Maghrib Salah, inshallah. Let us first of all try to avail ourselves and pass the message on to as many as brothers as possible, inshallah, with the barakat and the blessings of these pious people, inshallah. Allah can change our hearts, inshallah. So we pass on the message as well, inshallah.